Okay, so we're going to read about the naming of Binyamin. So we'll read first the narrative in Perek Lamed Hey. Pesukim Tes Zayin Yotes. Vayisu mi Beis mi Beit El, and they travel from Beit El. I got seats right here. No, don't be afraid. I call people in the back, not people near me. And they travel from Beit El. Vayhi Ol Kivras Har Zavor Avrasa. And it was as they were traveling to get to Ephrat, by Teled Rachel, by Tekash Vlitah. So Rachel gives birth, and she's having trouble in her, she's having difficulty in her birth. Vayhi Bahakshol Sabli Tatan, it was when she's having difficulty in her birth. But Tomer Lahamil Aledes. And the midwife says to her, Al Tiri, don't be afraid. You would say, don't be afraid because you're going to be alive. No, don't be afraid. Ki Gam Zed Lach Bein. Don't worry, this will be a son for you also. So it's interesting. It's like that's her greatest fear, right? Because she wants to make sure she at least has two sons. That was a big deal for her. As long as she's going to have that son, okay, you're going to die. Big deal, but you're going to have a son. I'm just saying it's interesting. Al Tiri, don't be afraid. Because you're going to leave this legacy. You're going to have a son. Okay.
How'd she know?
I don't know. Maybe no. Could be probably. As the baby was born, that's when she was dying. Right? Probably the baby came out. And it was sort of when her soul was departing her. Do you want to get some napkins? Yael? Can you get some napkins? It was when she started, her soul was departing that she died. Vatikwa Shemo Ben Oni. She called this boy Ben Oni. Vaviv Karala Binyamim, and his father called him Binyamin. Okay? And then Vatamas Rachel dies. Vatikavar Binyakha Frata Hibit Lacha. So obviously the baby comes out. She names the baby and she dies. And she names the baby. You always wonder, like, did Yaakov name her after she died or before she died? And it's like very interesting, I find, like a number of reasons. So number one is, why does she call him Ben Oni? Right? And apparently what's wrong with that name? Apparently, Yaakov does not like that name. Yaakov does not grant her dying wish. Right. Yaakov does not grant, this is his beloved. He does not grant his beloved, the woman that he wanted to marry, he doesn't grant her dying wish. So that'd be pretty mean. I don't know if the last thing she does when she's alive is hear that he doesn't grant her the wish. But I don't know, it might have been afterwards, okay? But she calls the baby Ben Oni. He changed it to Binyamin.
Well, it wasn't a very nice name.
Okay. That was interesting also, yeah? Right.
A lot of the Ashrots have names there. Like, all of Leah's kids are based on, like, her... Reuven is...
Right, he saw my suffering, and he saw this. Right, yeah. What's also interesting is, like... Was this like a radical name change? It seems like it's a close name change. Like Ben Oni Binyamin. It's like, it's not like, you know, Ben Oni Frank.
Yeah, but
you know?
It takes away the meaning of it.
No, I understand. But in other words, is it totally dissimilar? Or is it close to it? I just think
it sounds similar.
It sounds similar, but totally okay. Different. So we'll see. We're going to see. But what's interesting is like it's somewhat close.
How it sounds anyway.
It sounds close. And one other point. So there's... What does Ben Oni mean? What does Binyamin mean? Why is Yaakov not grant her final wish? And also, there's another interesting point, which you may not make a big deal about, which is, you know, we read about how when Sarah dies, so, you know, Yaakov loved her, and Avram loved Sarah, so he did a whole eulogy for her. And here, Rachel dies, and Yaakov says nothing. Again, not everyone says something for, not everyone said eulogies for spouses who died, but that's just interesting, and maybe we'll come back to that
just
point.
Just because it doesn't say it.
It doesn't mean it. Right. The question is maybe... He put up a monument. That's true. The question is, was there a eulogy or not? So I have a theory about this. In any case, so let's begin. So what's the meaning of Ben Oni? So the Medrash in Bereishis Rabba says that it's Bar Tsa'ari. So Oni is the son of my suffering. And this is in Aramaic. So Vaviv Karalo Binyamin B'Lashon HaKodesh. So the smooth approach is to say that reject my assumption completely. I'm saying, why did Yaakov change the name? So he didn't change the name. She called the name Ben Oni, which means the son of my sorrow. And Yaakov just Hebraized it. Again, how is Binyamin, you know, how does that mean Tsar? But I don't know. But the Medrash basically wants to take the view that Yaakov sweetly granted the dying wish, but he's not going to give the kid an Aramaic name. He's going to give the kid a Hebrew name. Which kind of raises the question, Rashi says it also, Ben Oni is Ben Sari, which kind of raises the question, which is, why did she give him an Aramaic name? And Rabban actually asked the question. Rabban says, for easy gracious Rav, Ben Oni Ben Sari, Vaviv Kolo Binyamin, Loshana Kodesh. And Rabban says, V'lo Yadati Mahu. He's like, I understand this answer. Kiyakol Loshana Kodesh. V'chein Shem Kol Barav Loshana Kodesh. Every other kid was named by their Hebrew name. Right, every other child was Hebrew. Why all of a sudden would she call this last child Aramaic? Any thoughts on that, by the way? Why might this child be given an Aramaic name as opposed to a Hebrew name?
He was born outside of Israel.
Okay. Well, so all the kids were born outside Israel.
Were they?
No, all the kids were born outside Israel. He was born inside Israel. It's the opposite, right?
She went back to
America. Oh, okay, excellent, right. So sometimes, right? When people are in their old age, in their life, what happens? They start singing the songs when they were young, you know. So the Aznaim Latar, Rav Sereskin, is exactly your point, Aaron. So Aznaim Latar says, "Vatikrashu benoni, haya karolo b'loshon arami, v'yakov karol b'loshon akos." So he cites the Medrash. Ein safek she'imenu Rachel sipra la'achar nisuha b'loshon akos. There's no doubt that her mother Rachel, she spoke Hebrew. Maybe she originally spoke Aramaic, but she went to Ulpan, you know, soon she married Yaakov, and she learned Hebrew. Ela sheberega ha'achron lechayav maskil hamoach shel adam lavad shlo beseder v'huzocher nishkachos. At the end of someone's life, what happens? The mind goes a little to works not according to order, and he remembers things that are forgotten. V'yeshu medaber az b'lashon ha'em, and sometimes he speaks lashon ha'em, mama lashon. The Av Shehurga Kvar Belashachar, even if you're used to another language, you sometimes go back to maybe the language of your youth. So one way of looking at this is simply she called the baby the Mama Lashon, right? Ben Sari or Ben Oni, and Yaakov said Binyamin. Again, we don't know why Yamin means Tsar, but that's sort of like one approach to this. Okay. So okay, and even Ezra says what's Ben Oni? Hey, the son of my Ben Avli, the son of my mourning, like an Onain. I mean, it's Lo Chalti BaOni, my state of mourning. I want to connect to the word Onain also. So again, the son of my sorrow, the son of my mourning. Pretty depressing kind of name, right? Like imagine if your kid like to go around with that name. You know, one way if indeed this name means suffering. So, like, what's this simply like Rachel just being bitter, basically? Like, how do we look at Rachel Imenu, Rachel the matriarch? How do we look at this in a kind of positive light? So, what's interesting is that there's a famous Rashi. I mean, if you think about what is Rachel's life? Rachel's life is pretty difficult, right?
So maybe out of my suffering, this light is coming.
Right. In other words, okay.
Does anyone say it's not her?
What do you mean?
Could be the
Mialedet.
I don't know.
But Tikra,
he says after she died already. But
yeah, it's hard. But he bet says nafsha ki meisav. But Tikra Shmo ben on it.
No, seems,
unless it's her dying breath.
It seems that when her soul is dying, but Tikra, you say that's the Mialedet. It's a hard
and it doesn't sound.
Yeah, I don't think of it. So if you think about, you know, what Rachel is. Rachel is someone who like she like never. She's like on the journey, and she doesn't realize motherhood, basically. She doesn't enjoy the birth of her youngest son. She doesn't realize motherhood. She's buried on the road. She never reaches her final destination. And in fact, there's like a famous Rashi in Vayechi I brought here, Verekva Hashem, that Yaakov says that he buried her there, right, on the road. Lo holachtia afilo beis lechem. I didn't even bring her to Beis Lechem to bring her to the land. I know that you're going to be upset at me, maybe, stung his kids. I buried her there because God wanted me to do that. Kishigla also Nebuzaradan. That she should be as an assistance for her children when Nebuzaradan exiles them. Vahoyu over there, Hashem, when they pass by her kever, her grave. Yatzis Rachel Kivro Bocha, right? It's Rachel's going out and she's crying. Muvakeshes La Rachim, she's asking for mercy, right? Kobra Manishma, Rachel Vakal Bada, Rachel's crying for her children. And Kosh Baruch Hu Meshiva, God responds, Yesachar the Fula Sekhlu Hashem. So God's going to listen to her tefillah. In other words, Rachel's life is not about the destination. Rachel's life is like the journey. Like the people say, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. You know, this nice idea. That's what?
She's an Aerosmith fan.
So this is Rachel's life. Rachel's life is about the journey. She never reaches her destination. She never gets buried where she gets buried. She never really realizes motherhood. She's buried on the path where her descendants are being led in chains to exile. And her message to them is, in your bitterness, we should not give up hope, even if the journey is difficult and we don't reach our destination. And maybe the name of sorrow, maybe the name of Tsari that she gave to her son is to remind him that her death was only part of the process. She suffered to give birth to him, but her death is not the end, right? The end is Binyamin. You know, you're it. I suffered, but for you.
No pressure,
right? Right. It's a tough burden, by the way. It's a tough burden. It's a very Jewish concept, right. But in other words, life is a journey, and again, I'm okay. But it's interesting, because what's fascinating is, like, that also makes sense with the fact that the midwife says, don't be afraid, because you also have a son. Like, she's like the classic sacrificial mother who martyrs. You know, people say, oh, you're such a martyr. She is a martyr. She dies to have this last son. It's not about me. It's about this destination of having the 12 tribes. And, you know, and you're right. It's probably a lot of pressure. But yeah, but so the question is like, if that's, because like, it's a very powerful message. Question is, why does Yaakov disagree? Again, you could say that the okay, went from Aramaic to Hebrew. That's one way of looking at it. But why does Yaakov disagree? Why does he change the name? Maybe it's just too depressing, too much pressure on the kid. You know, like why does he disagree? Why does he change to Binyamin? What does Binyamin mean? So again, you could say it's simply the Hebrew's version, but I think there are other explanations here. So I'll share with you three of them. Okay. So the first, Rashi says, Binyamin, Nira Beinai, it seems to me, Lefi Shehu Levado Nolad Be'eretz Kanan, right? Binyamin was the only one born in Eretz Kanan. Shehi Benegev, so it's in the south. Kisha Adam Ba Me Aram Narayim. If you're coming from, where's Aram Narayim? Where's that?
Northeast.
Like Syria, right? So you're coming from the north, you're coming down. Kemoshen Emar, Benegev Be'eretz Kanan. Halok v'nasoa hanegba, right? Avram, when he came, he went south. So what is Binyamin? Ben-Yamin. So tzafon v'yamin atabirosam l'fichach humalei. I think so what's he saying? The son of the south. So why is Yamin south? So if he gets, he brings a pasuk in Tehillim, tzafon v'yamin, I guess it depends, I guess, where you're turning, I guess, to where you're...
Yeah, right. The right, but... I mean, I don't know.
It just depends. Depends where you're looking, right?
Yeah, the other end, it would have been on the
right.
Left.
So if south is this way, north. So I guess maybe I don't know. I'm not sure about this, but maybe if you're facing always Mizrach, you're facing east. So then the south is to the right. But one way of looking at it is that Yaakov wanted to, in other words, nice idea, Rachel. You know, how I sacrificed for my son, that's beautiful, it's very touching and everything. Yeah, but I'd rather name him that what? That he is the one Ben Eretz Yisrael. Because Yaakov is recognizing that Baruch Hashem, I've returned to Eretz Yisrael, this is my special son, this is my son that was born in Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov wants to name him, recognizing that fact. That's more important than her value. In other words, that answer basically says that Yaakov rejected Rachel's name. You're saying, in other words, was it that Rachel picked a name and Yaakov accepted it, or did he reject it? Right? So if you say it was Aramaic and he gave the Hebrew version like the Medrash, okay, he accepted it. According to Rashi, he rejected it, right? son of my sorrow, right? I sacrifice for the son. Yaakov's like, oh, too depressing. You're the son of Eretz Yisrael, okay? You're the better Eretz Yisrael, right? Then you have the Rashbam. Rashbam says, Binyamin ben Zikunim, the son of my old age, his youngest son. How is that Binyamin? What do you think? What do they say? Ben Yamim. Okay. Mem, Nun. It's almost the same.
It switches, right?
Okay.
But then trying to get away from the Aramaic.
Okay. So, okay. Yamim, Yamin. Okay. Fine. Kamo, Laketz, Hayamin. Kamo, Hayamim. Okay. It's not. It's
Rush.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a.
Story. Okay. Okay. The Rashbam was a linguist. Okay. So he says that. But I guess, Kamo, Laketz, Hayamin. I guess he's saying that he's. I don't know where this source is, but I think that sometimes, maybe in Tanakh, they actually had a nun instead of a mem. Maybe it's not so bad. Mm-hmm. He's trying to be a proof for that. So the Rashbam is saying, according to the Rashbam, Rachel's focusing on, I suffered, I sacrificed for you, Binyamin. Yaakov's like, you are the son of my old age, tremendous bracha, right? Totally rejects Rachel's approach. Maybe we can say that Yaakov, in a sense, did not completely reject Rachel's approach. Let's look at the Ramban. Ramban says the following. Ramban says, "Vanochon be'inai," and what's correct in my eyes, "Ki imo karaso bedoni." His mother called him what? Bedoni. V'ratza lomar ben aveli, and she wanted to say, he's the son of my mourning. Right, the son of my sorrow. Okay, the Ramban said, the son of my mourning. Milechem onim lo achalti boni. Fine. The son of my mourning. Ve'aviv asa min ha'oni kochi. He says that oni can mean two things. Oni can mean mourning and sorrow. What else can oni mean? What else can oni mean? Strength. Why? Milashon Reshis Oni. Who said Reshis Oni? Anyone know that? Perek Memtes and Reshis?
Yaakov.
Yeah, Yaakov to who? Who was Reshis Oni?
Whose
bracha was that? What?
It's Reuven.
Reuven. Reshis Oni. Reshis, the first. The first of my strength. So Oni can mean a double language. Right? It could mean both. It could be both the son of my sorrow or the son of my mourning. It could also mean the son of my strength. Okay, so v'lashon onim, right? V'lashon onim. He said from Yisheo. V'lachein kara oso binyamin. That's why Yaakov said binyamin. Ben hakoach, the son of strength, or ben hachozek, right? Ki hayamin bo hagvur v'hatzlacha. The right is always the strength. Ki en shekasuv lev chacham libino, the heart of the wise one to his right hand. Yimincha timtza kol sonacha. Yimin Hashem romema. Right, I'm a lefty. I take offense to this entire commentary. Okay, Rotsa Leos Koryoso B'Shem Shkras Ibo. So, meaning what? Yaakov wanted to call the boy in the same name that his mother called. Kiched Kol Banav B'Shem Shikaru Osam Imosam Yikaru. Because all the kids were called, right, by the name of the mother. Right, all the kids were called by the mother, not the father. Vine tier game oso letova ligvura. Yaakov called him the same name as the mother called him, but he has translated it to a positive spin on it. What does that mean? I think what they're about is saying the following: that own can mean both sorrow, or you know, or mourning, and it can be strength. So Rachel names him the son of her sorrow. And Yaakov says, you know what? Your suffering was actually your strength. In other words, she says Ben-Oni. And maybe she means the son of my sorrow. But Yaakov is saying, no, you know what else? Rachel, you said, you spoke, you didn't know what you said. You also said Ben-Oni. You know what Oni also means? It also means the son of my strength. And your greatest strength, Yaakov is telling Rachel, is what? Is how you always sacrificed in your life from, right, from the, how'd she sacrifice? She sacrificed so that Leah can be my wife. To the final sacrifice, to make sure that you would have another son, right? And so, really, you could say that Yaakov gave a different name, but really gave the same name. Now, she said Benoni, but it could have two explanations. She's like, it's my sorrow, it's the son of my mourning, but no. The son of my sacrifice, but Yaakov said, no, Rachel, that was your greatest strength. So it was really, he was translating what she was asserting, and this is who you are, this is your greatest strength. So maybe, it's a suggestion of mine, remember, we asked a whole bunch of questions. We asked, what was Rachel's intention, and what was Yaakov's intention? We asked another question. Does Yaakov eulogize Rachel? So I hold that Yaakov eulogized Rachel with one word. Binyamin. In other words, Yaakov's changing the Ben-Oni to being Binyamin is that you, the young man, are the son of a woman who represented strength and lovingly accepted her life as being one of struggle and sacrifice. And that was, I believe it was the shortest eulogy in world history, but it was very powerful, and Binyamin was a walking eulogy of what Yaakov wanted to name, this is really in memory and tribute to Rachel and the entire life that she represented.
Why should wait to the second, not even know